SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. You know that feeling when you have a million things on your to-do list, but somehow your brain decides that binge-watching reality TV or organizing your sock drawer is infinitely more important. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling procrastination head-on, because let's be real, it's the arch-nemesis of productivity and peace of mind. But don't worry, my friends, we have some powerful Stoic strategies that can help us conquer this beast and reclaim our time. Think about it. Procrastination isn't just laziness, it's often fueled by fear, anxiety, or even perfectionism. We convince ourselves that things are too daunting or that we need to wait for the perfect moment. But here is the Stoic truth bomb. The perfect moment never comes. We have to choose to act now even when it feels uncomfortable. Our first key takeaway is about accepting what's within our control. You can't control everything in life, but you can control your actions and your mindset. So instead of dwelling on the things outside your control like deadlines that seem impossible or those pesky distractions, focus on what you can do. Take that first step. Break down big tasks into smaller chunks and celebrate every little victory along the way. Remember, even a small action today is better than an action tomorrow. Number 2. Embrace the power of memento mori. This fancy Latin phrase translates to remember that you will die. Sounds kind of morbid, right? But hear me out. It's not about dwelling on your mortality, but rather about recognizing the preciousness of time. When you remember that life is finite, you're less likely to waste it procrastinating. Make today count because tomorrow isn't guaranteed. Thirdly, practice negative visualization. This might sound like a downer, but it's actually super empowering. Imagine the worst case scenario if you procrastinate on that task. What are the potential consequences? Visualizing these downsides can be a powerful motivator to get things done. It's like you're in a Stoic alarm bell going off, saying, hey, don't let this procrastination snowball into something bigger. Next up, cultivate a sense of virtue and purpose. When you're driven by a strong sense of what's right and meaningful, procrastination loses its grip. Ask yourself, what are your core values? What kind of impact do you want to make on the world? Connect your tasks to your larger purpose, and suddenly those little things don't seem so daunting anymore. Finally, remember that progress over perfection is key. Stoicism isn't about being flawless, it's about striving for excellence while accepting our imperfections. Don't let the pursuit of perfection paralyze you. Start with what you can do today and keep moving forward. Celebrate your successes, learn from your setbacks, and never stop growing. Now picture this. You have a big presentation coming up, but instead of feeling overwhelmed and pushing it aside, you decide to apply these Stoic strategies. You break down the project into manageable steps, visualize the potential consequences of procrastination, connect it to your goal of becoming a confident speaker, and most importantly, take that first step. Maybe you outline the key points, research some supporting data, or even just practice your introduction in front of a mirror. By taking small, consistent actions, you'll gain momentum, build confidence, and ultimately deliver a killer presentation. You've done it. See? Procrastination doesn't stand a chance against the power of Stoic wisdom. Remember, friends, overcoming procrastination is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by integrating these Stoic principles into your daily life, you can cultivate a mindset that embraces action, resilience, and growth. So go out there, tackle those tasks with courage, and make the most of this precious time we have. As always, don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, leave a review and subscribe for daily doses of Stoic wisdom that will help you navigate life with more clarity, purpose, and resilience. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep striving for your best selves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.